Welcome to Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. As always, from day one, this episode is brought to you by Boyd's Wine and Spirits on Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. The finest selection of bourbon and wine for miles around with cold beer, a growler station, and rock bottom prices. Now, here are your co-hosts, Drs. Justin Moody and Randy Huska.
All right. Welcome. Another episode. Dennis Implants.
And Screwball.
And Goose. And Screwball. Yeah.
God, I forgot it already.
Goose on. Where'd she go? Goose.
Goose on.
Goosando.
God damn, we just learned the Spanish word for worm and we fucked it up.
We'll find her. You're looking for Amber from.
Yeah. We'll find her again here in a minute.
The Jefa.
Boyd's Wine and Spirits. You can get Screwball peanut butter whiskey at Boyd's Wine and Spirits. I know for a fact you can.
Absolutely.
Pour an empty bottle or save his life. Figure it out.
We just figure for the guys that are known for the Fireball, we might bring you a little variety in your life.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, too, because, you know, even though it's a Fireball, like, we could put... What are the Screwball and Fireball taste?
Well, we're going to find out because...
Peanut butter and cinnamon?
They just gave us a Fireball shot, so like two seconds ago. So
perfect.
By the end of this podcast, we may not be...
A little Fireball in the peanut butter? And
well, I was going to drink some of the peanut butter down and then do a little...
Well, how about a little chocolate in the peanut butter? I'm just going
to... Well, yeah, you know, now I have had this with a little Godiva chocolate liqueur, and you got a good Reese's...
It's really good. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's perfect.
So we got liquid Reese's.
We got Joe and Tom here from the virtual consult, and
we got a weasel.
No, an otter.
That's an otter.
He's an otter. Right. You said it was a fucking weasel.
Well, it looks like a weasel.
It's an otter.
Weasel. You're offending Dr. Vesey here. No, come on.
Goddamn otter.
Yeah. He's gonna be staring at you now
sure
throughout this.
Spice weasel.
All right. Well cheers right, to the cheers. Screwballs.
Cheers, Screwballs.
To the Screwballs.
That's a hit.
Yeah, that's better than...
that's got a kick to it.
Better than your 18th shot of Screwball or Fireball for the
it
day?
It is 35%. What's the Fireball?
Finest whiskey you can come up with.
That's jugging whiskey right there.
All right, so we got...
Fireball is 33.
What was the worm again?
Goosando.
Goosando?
Goosando.
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 D or D-O? Do?
Goosano. Goosano. Goosano.
All right, hold on.
Everybody listening is like, what the hell are they talking about?
So on the previous podcast...
everybody's heard all the other episodes and heard all the shots of Fireball
who knows
already
what episode
taken.
They're going to come out in. But, so she was helping us with our Spanish, and so she was helping us with what worms mean in Spanish, and it's
I'm going to use that as his middle name.
Goosando. All right, so now that we've got the spice weasel
so
on the table.
Goose, I didn't like goose. I need to phonetically do this.
Yeah, goose.
Goose.
A-N-D-O.
Goosando.
I don't think there's a D in it. She said no D, just an N-O. Yeah, Goosano.
Goosano. All right, perfect. Save.
Goosano.
Save.
John Goosano Landers. The goose.
All right.
The pattern is full, goose. All right, so back to the spice weasel.
Fucking spice weasel.
What's his claim to fame?
He's so Dr. VC's actually our company mascot and social media ambassador. So he always comes out with us to all the official after parties, the unofficial after parties, and between the dance floor and the girls
so
at the
really
club.
He really is the spice weasel.
Oh man.
He's been called worse.
Well, I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
Not that anybody listening would be able to see this video, but that's him at the club the other night with the girl, the bottle service.
God damn. We should have asked Amber what the Mexican word for otter was, but we'll...
We're probably heading down the wrong path here to just get us a lot of trouble.
I think we should probably stay with Cusano. So,
yeah. All right,
you know what's
so
funny about that is, like, she could have told us that worm meant anything in the world.
And she may have.
And, oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we haven't actually verified this yet.
Hey, Cusano, you'd be like...
You calling him a bastard?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, what do you say? Worm is, you know, it's dirt bag. It's
bastard.
All right, this virtual consult thing, like, this is a good idea post-COVID, like, whatever the fuck we're in.
Yes. We're in the apocalypse. But
time's a construct. It doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah, yes. It doesn't really matter. In 5 minutes, tell us about virtual consult. Like, what can it do for your practice?
Okay, so your virtual consult is a way to have a patient actually get to know a doctor in a little bit more of a genuine and authentic way before they come into the practice, right? Is that important? Well, we have a series of video funnels that's part of your virtual consult, YVC video funnels. 3 videos that are about 30 to 60 seconds long that the doctor actually makes. We scripted it out for him. And the importance of that is national average for case acceptance is 41%. When a patient goes through these video funnels, we're averaging 89%.
Oh, wow.
So for a doctor, do you want to work with 9 out of 10 patients that sit in your chair or 4? Right?
Yeah,
that's like a tough question.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But
tough,
you know, question. What? Even Dr. Vesey can answer that one.
You know, kind of creeping me out. Why don't you let him stare at you for a while? Yeah.
So how's the process work? I'm a patient looking for a doctor. I'm sitting there rifling through the web. What happens? How do I?
You get onto their website, and we've got an interactive widget that's on the website. You can also put it on Facebook, Instagram, Google My Business. You click on it, and the first thing you see is this video, which is what we call a welcome video. Doctor records it. We've scripted it out. This is not a marketing video like a commercial. It's just like we're all talking here because it's got to be authentic.
Just introducing yourself.
Yeah. And they literally record this like on their cell phone or rather on their laptop. That easy. Once they hear that introduction, hey, thanks so much for reaching out. Your virtual consult. It's going to be great. Send me a couple of pictures. Tell me what you're interested in. And I look forward to meeting you here in person after meeting you virtually. Take the next step. They click on the next one. And now they decide, hey, what are we looking to really do? Are we looking for maybe aligners? Are we looking for are we looking for whitening? And so, or are we looking for fireball?
Yeah.
So you can make a video of any of those treatments or even just the fireball. And once you actually see these videos, now I'm going to get out of the way of this picture because this is pretty cool. Hang on just a second. No, I can't get out of the way of all three different angles. So I'm just going to be in it then.
Yeah, you got it. Get your bling in there. We got the spice weasel riding the fireball.
Anyways.
So you guys got the technology behind to get the doctor's face in front of the patient and kind of do a, hey, virtually, hey, here's me, here's my practice, welcome.
Yes.
What are you looking for?
Important to note, though, that it's not teledentistry. The biggest thing that we have to overcome just in general, lately, is just everybody thinks that we're teledentistry, and it's not that.
When you think of virtual, you're like, okay, another doc in a box type thing.
Exactly.
Okay. Everybody that we've talked to so far thinks it's teledentistry, and then when we describe kind of what's happening because it's, you guys know the Maya Angelou quote, people forget what you said, forget what you did, but they remember how you made them feel.
Yeah.
Like, this podcast, I've heard it a number of times, kind of makes me feel happy. Because it's kind of like crazy and it's off the wall at different times.
Were you
so
drunk?
It's fun.
Different times.
I was being polite.
You know, but I think, as I listen to this and I think about things that I like to do, and we're getting dumber, and my attention span is getting shorter, and if I can't figure out how to get from step 1 to 2 to 3,
yeah,
fuck it.
Yes.
And we are at a point now where the barrier to entry for your average dental office is stupid high.
Yes.
I can go to any car lot and take a look at their stuff and kick the tires and look around, and restaurants, you know, it's not that hard, but
convenience is king.
Convenience is king, but to be part of a dentist, I got to go on a wait list.
Yep.
And then I can't just go in and talk to somebody first. I got to get a cleaning and a full exam to find out that I really can't stand the doctor when he came in the room.
Yes,
exactly.
And now I'm like, well, fuck, I just spent $500. I don't want to be here, and I'm not going to do anything until, I don't know, my insurance resets or I have pain enough to want to go someplace else.
Okay, so you just described what we do when we show a demo, and we say, why is case acceptance 41%? It's because when a patient walks in, they're afraid of a bunch of things, right? First of all, they don't know how much it's going to cost. They don't know how many times I got to come in. I got to miss work. And they haven't met the big scary doctor yet, right? Yeah. So once they come in, they're not in the right frame of mind to go, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to spend $7,000 or $8,000 on aligners or $30,000 or $40,000 on a full arch or something,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
So what we aim to do is with these three videos, it's not focused on clinical. It's focused on let's get to know the doctor, let the patient feel comfortable and confident so when they come in, they're predisposed to move forward. So those two videos we just talked about, when they fill in their information, the next day they get a response video from the doctor. Now they believe that it is a personalized video based on the way it's scripted. It doesn't have to be. We set it up and it's automated, so you don't have to respond to every one of these individually. Sure. And once that happens, now they go through it. They think you responded to them directly. Now they're going to come in and do the exam, but they're predisposed to move forward because they're no longer afraid because I know it's going to be between $4,000 and $7,000. I know I've got to come in 6 to 8 times. So when I tell doctors, hey, it goes from 41 to 89, they're like, what, is that like a Jedi mind trick? No, because not everybody's going to come in after seeing these three videos.
Yeah.
I've been in multiple different industries. I've been in dental for 10 years. This is the only industry where your highest paid employee, your subject matter expert, qualifies the leads, the doctor. You don't have to do it anymore.
And I know I'm going to break every rule, but not talking price sometimes, even when you don't know all of it, is like this big taboo. And it's like sometimes you just got to give a range.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, you think about all the patients that come in and think a dental implant is going to be a couple $100 or that full arches are $1,000 and insurance is going to cover the whole thing. Think about if you can get them, you take 1 minute to get this video out to them. And I mean, oh, look at that. It's $50,000. I can't actually do that. But now they're not in your chair wasting your time and kind of making an embarrassing situation for themselves and for the doctor. You know what I mean?
I did a Facebook Live for the Full Arch Master Group, and I was telling them about these videos, and I said, and then it jumps to 89%. And, you know, after you see these videos and you get this information, why would you actually book an appointment? I mean, why would you book an appointment if you're not moving forward? And one of the doctors goes, wait a second. Are you saying some of the people don't come in? Like, absolutely. Isn't that great? If they're not going to move forward, why do you want them to come in? One of the doctors jumped in, didn't know he was on the line, hadn't met him before, but he had been using your virtual consult. Again, this is full arch only, $25,000 to $50,000. Got 101 leads in about 6-7 months. Only 18 of them came in. 16 of them moved forward, $400,000 in production. And he goes, but doctors, if I didn't get a single dime in production, the 83 people who didn't come in would have been worth the $299 I'm paying YVC. Because of the just like the weeding them out. Yeah.
Huh.
Lost time.
The spice weasel's getting decorated again.
Spice weasel. This has got to be a visual show.
I know.
You got to do video.
Virtual spice weasel. Come on, SW. Give it a whirl. Bam.
Well, this has been the most fun podcast I've been on so far.
By the way, while we're doing this, not only can nobody see it, but, I mean, if you go to Moody's Instagram, he just threw the spice weasel, Dr. VC, our otter, up on the Instagram page. It's hilarious.
One podcast just wrecked your whole marketing campaign.
Dr. VC can no longer run for president.
Yeah.
All he is, he's seen here riding a bottle of Fireball and shots of Screwball, man.
So are you happy that we walked in here with an otter? I mean, like, come on, seriously?
No, for sure
is
we
this,
are.
No, of course you have to be. Yeah. This has to be the most fun podcast so far.
Yeah, doesn't have a...
I think the spice weasel is about ready to get... baby.
That is hilarious.
What's today's date?
What's
today's? So if you're
22nd,
whenever this podcast comes out, go back to the 22nd of
January
and take a look at the spice weasel.
Yeah, I'll have to put him on my story instead of or my post.
Well, also, if you notice, everybody walking around the Voices of Dentistry, everybody's got these blingy lanyards on. That's actually Dr. VC that's on the lanyard. On the you got one.
Well, I got one.
Uh-huh. Dr. VC's on there.
Nice.
There you go.
I'd have had a lanyard, but somehow they didn't have one printed up, so I'm just the hell with it. I've been going just.
There you go. That took a while.
Oh, I got the lanyard. I don't have the card.
That's all right. The sparkle will look good on you.
Nobody wants to see anybody's name. They just want to see the bling.
Give me one of them stickers. I'll get
it's
you the whole
right
bunch.
Right up. That's right on top there. No, oh, on the other side. I'll do a sticker. I'll just hang a sticker on here and call it good.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, that's kind of a bl- kind of
so
a
should
thing,
I
for sure.
Should I bring Dr. VC to your seminar this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Of course you should. Of course you should.
Be in the back there with me?
Yes.
I'm not really sure when I started, but now I'm thinking he might have to be there with me.
Hey, resident. Hey, resident. Do we need like a spice weasel as a mascot, or what the fuck do we need down at New Horizon? This is a spice weasel.
Some people would call it an otter,
this is a spice weasel with the red rocket.
I think that one killed over there.
Alex, you're open to the red rocket, or like you like. yeah, that's right. That's right.
Is he what?
Like the spice weasel with a red rocket. Zoom.
I'll be at the back of the classroom with a bottle of Fireball and Dr. VC. You gotta
get your mitt out of there, but.
You know, sometimes I try and describe what I do for a living to friends and family, yeah. And this type of thing just doesn't convey unless you have this on video.
See, because the size matters.
Oh, you know, that's perfect, because it looks like he's got his head thrown back like he's...
We're taking the picture from the other side, and you're in front of him.
The spice weasel. Yeah, we went off the rails on this one. At least you guys got a chance to explain what it is you do.
This will be your most downloaded podcast.
So what's your next gig? I think you probably go out of business after this deal.
And I think after 16 minutes, I think we should probably call this, this podcast dead. Guys.
Or at least the otter.
Poor some bitch. we appreciate. So first off, something near. I can't even talk.
Where can you find us?
Thank you for being a sponsor, Voice of Dentistry.
Thank you for having us.
Without you guys, we couldn't put this event on. And thanks for bringing the spice weasel around. we got him excited. We took some pictures. He's all good. Him and Detola got something in common now. So
otter,
it's
porn.
He's made some otter. Porn.
We made some otter porn. So it's all good. In all seriousness, they have a product that. You should use. So,
where can they find you?
Love that endorsement.
Where can they find an otter?
Nationwide.
If they sign up with you, do they get a free otter?
We'll see.
We'll figure. Yes, because we can give them a bling lanyard with a spice weasel on it.
I think we converted
the spice weasel thing is like golden.
Yeah. If somebody wanted to actually find out more about your virtual consult without hearing about all the Fireball, Screwball, and space weasels, yourvirtualconsult.com is the easiest and quickest way. It's got our phone number on there. It's 858-939-9338. Yourvirtualconsult.com. Sign up for a demo. It takes about 12 minutes to walk through. Yep. Show you how it's going to change your life.
Well, and we had Laura and Michael on earlier, and we were talking about it in the webpage and the other stuff. So they should go and learn more about your virtual consult.
Yes. And thank you guys for having us. This has been so much
throw
fun.
Out, like if you mention you heard this on the Dentist Implants and Worms, they'll throw in a free weasel or a spice weasel.
Yes. And we'd like to apologize for wrecking your mascot.
Hey, it looks like he enjoyed it.
You talk about somebody that needs some fucking therapy now. That spice weasel needs her.
Therapy weasel. He might need a cigarette.
From Dentist Implants and Worms, Voices of Dentistry, we'll catch you on the next episode, maybe.
Cheers. We don't get fired.
That concludes another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend and throwing 5 stars at us on iTunes. Catch you on another episode. And don't forget the Fireball. Cheers.